For BYU Idaho Radio, this is Morgan White, and today I'm talking with Trevor Hill, the director for an upcoming production that is part of BYU Idaho's Young Audience Series. Trevor, tell me about what you have planned for the production of Robin Hood.
So this is an adaptation of Robin Hood, the great classic story. It's written by Gregory Banks, and the adaptation is centered on theater for younger audiences. So I guess sort of the demographic is like 11 to 13, 11 to 16. But we kind of are opening it up, you know, for our audiences, you know, from 4 on up. Just because it is that, you know, such a wonderful classic story of a heroic tale. And there's romance, there's deception and trickery, and there's all sorts of fun in it. I like to give people kind of a gauge of what that means, like theater for younger audiences. It's not quite Robin Hood, the Disney animated one with the animals. It's not quite, you know, Men in Tights silliness, nor is it maybe taking itself as seriously as, say, like the Kevin Costner one in the 90s. Yeah. It's kind of a fun mix of all three of those films. There's a lot of silliness in it, but there are moments taken a little more serious. We don't undercut or underplay things. I mean, people are fighting. People are in desperate need, and they have a hero that's standing up for them. I think part of what adds to the sort of theater for youth quality as well is there's a lot of audience participation. And so, like, the audience has more of an immersive experience with this play, where you don't get to necessarily sit back and just be entertained. We hope that happens also. But there are times throughout the play where you're asked to join in. Sometimes that's just vocally. Sometimes we ask you to stand up. There may even be moments where a couple of lucky audience members will get to come down and be in the show for a couple of minutes. And that's the way that it's written. That's what the really fun play that Gregory Banks wrote is, just this very immersive, active play for both the audience and the performers on stage. It's a hoot. And I'm really excited for audiences to come. And I hope that they enjoy themselves and want to come back a second time, because they go, oh, wow, I wonder how it'll be different tomorrow with what the audience is like. There's almost a feeling of improvisation that goes along with it. Even though it's very structured, it's very much scripted, we are playing with it to feel like it's this spontaneous improvisational story that's taking place.
Will it only be members of the audience invited onto the stage to act a little bit for a few moments, or are some of the actors themselves going to be going into the audience?
Oh, yeah. We're doing this play in the round, which means there's audience seating around the whole stage.
Wow.
And that in and of itself is a more intimate, immersive type of theater also. And with that, we do have the members of the cast are coming into the audience. Sometimes they're walking through the audience to get from their entrance and exit. Mm-hmm. You may have a character turn and start talking to you as an individual, like, what do you think we should do? You know,
yeah.
There's moments where we're giving out coins to the poor people, right? And the audience represents that. The audience is asked to be a representation of the sheriff's soldiers at times. The audience is asked to then be part of Robin's merry men. At other times, they're just people in the town square. I don't think anybody needs to be afraid of that. Like, there's nothing, no one's going to be called on the spot to ask to do a sword fight or ask to give like a speech or anything like that. But there are moments where I hope that the audience feels like they're an essential element of for tonight's show to be able to go over. You know what I mean? I mean, without an ad audience, we're just rehearsing anyway. So the audience is always a necessary element in when we open these shows. But I think it'll be fun to hopefully have the audience feel as though they had some impact on how the show went. The audience is always a very tangible part of when we do live theater, but you may not necessarily feel like you are, but in this instance, I think you'll get the sense of how essential the audience is.
Is there a particular scene or a few of them that your cast are looking forward to?
There's some elements in the archery tournament scene that I'm excited to see how will play out when we do have an audience and we do go through that scene and how the audience is used. I imagine that'll be a little bit nerve-wracking for some of the actors, because we've never really done it with an audience yet. And so that's going to require some leeway and some improv to see how we get the audience to do what we need them to do in that particular moment. There's also the very first time that the audience is really asked to be an active part. I'm looking forward to seeing how the audience responds to that and what is asked of them. Again, nothing serious, but just a little bit of movement, a little bit of vocal work, and I'm excited to see how the audience responds to being asked to be an active part in what they're viewing.
Besides this crucial element of audience participation and immersion, are there any other elements that are specifically special about this production that you guys are doing, whether it be a different kind of costume you're using or a new character being introduced? Is there anything else that's adding to the magic of this production?
I think so, yeah. This story is kind of a play within a play. When we first meet our cast, there's only six people on stage. We have four actors and two musicians who are playing the guitar and the violin, but they also interact as actors also. But their primary function is to be there on stage playing music. When we first meet these characters, they are simply just called Actor 1, Actor 2, Actor 3, right? They don't really have any names, but they are down on their luck, and they're talking to the audience about what their needs are and what has been taken from them, and if you know any little help will be generously accepted, and kind of begging, right? Kind of like we maybe would think of when we think of Robin Hood and the, you know, poor people are desperate. Mm-hmm. And in this desperation, they decide, the six of them, to tell the story of Robin Hood, to give them a feeling of hope, and to help them to feel like there's purpose in moving forward. And so by doing that, there is kind of a wink at the audience of, okay, we're going to go with us on this story because there's just the six of us, and we're going to try to tell the whole story of Robin Hood. And so all of the actors are playing multiple parts. There's lots of quick changes. There's a lot of jumping back and forth. Sometimes they're on stage even in with just a couple of lines to go from one character to becoming somebody else. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun as well to see how do they do this? How are the actors going to pull this off? I think it adds to a little bit of the magic, just that quality that you were talking about there. I totally anticipate the audience to go, oh yeah, I get it. We're not meant to believe that this is actually this person, or this is actually this is just a representation of make believe. And I think that's part of the charm for the younger audience as well, is that, oh, this is how I play pretend. Or for our adult or young at heart audience members that come and saying, I remember playing in the backyard, and this is how we played. You know, we would play all those parts, and we would do all these things, and everybody had their own bit. And yes, you just run around and then come around the corner, and you were a different character, and we all said yes. So I'm looking forward to that spontaneity of let's go tell a story, and hopefully it will resonate with both younger audiences and, like I said, young at heart.
With that, I was just kind of pondering on the theme of Robin Hood that most of us are familiar with. With these changes and these different ways you're trying to engage the audience, do you think that there's a different message maybe, or something deeper that the audience will be walking away with understanding?
Well, I don't know. I think what we're hoping to lay it into, and what we've been kind of focusing on, is the sense of the hopefulness that Robin brings. Even though his story, we don't fully know how it ends and how much of it is real, how much of it is totally a myth. Was there actually someone who was doing those things? If you look at some of the literature and whatnot, it's a great story, and it came from something, right? There was some sort of mythos that it kind of was brought out of. But we're looking at it from the sense of the hope of someone who's out there to, you know, fight for those who can't fight for themselves, who will be just, who will do the right thing. And, you know, a year ago when we were starting to look at this story and play, it was always thought of as fun. But there's, you know, I think a lot of people even nowadays are feeling the pinch of, you know, gas prices going up, and we're feeling it at the grocery store. And not that we're indicating that, you know, there's some Prince John out there taxing us to death, but there's that sense of, oh man, this is tough. You know, it's kind of hard. And I guess that there's the sense of hope that things will be better again soon.
It's just strange how things work out, you know, the timing
of them. It is, yeah.
Yeah. So what is either your favorite scene or your favorite element of this production? What's something you just really love about it?
One thing that's really fun about it is there's a lot of, there are several fights in it. Sword fights, we have a quarterstaff fight. And those are just really exciting. I really love the fights. There's like three or four just fun, swashbuckling fights, which is what you would expect out of a story like Robin Hood. I also am really excited about the idea of having the musicians on stage and the element that they bring and how they interact with the actors and with the audience. And because we're doing this in the round, there are some limitations to what we could do, like with how do you shoot arrows? How do you sword fight when you're doing it in the round? How are we going to handle that? And we've allowed, I think, kind of creatively with our sound designers and as we've talked with the musicians, what are ways that we can use that practical sound to help answer some of those questions that we had about how to use arrows? And we've kind of come up with these sort of musical cues, almost like Peter and the Wolf, you know, where certain musical cues represent various things. Like when arrows are shot, there's a musical cue, and our mind will fill in where the arrow has gone based on where the music is telling us that it has gone. I'm excited to see if those play out, but they've been really fun in the process of working and creating the show of, well, what can we do? What if we tried this? What if we did this? And the musicians have been awesome, and our actors have been great to work with it. And I'm excited to see how both of those elements, the fights and how we've chosen to use music to help tell our story. I hope audiences resonate with both of those things.
Is there a message you'd like to share with the parents who might be considering bringing their kids? You know, what would you like them to know?
That's such a great question, and I've been thinking about it. If you're a parent and you're questioning should I bring my kids to this, the answer is yes. This will be a fun-filled evening or afternoon for your whole family, and that this story is a wonderful classic tale about hope and about justice, and it's laced with wonderful humor and quick disguises and witty dialogue. And audience participation. I think if you've ever wanted to bring your kids to a play, and this is their first experience going to the theater, this would be an amazing first play to go see, because you'll get to experience the theater in a way that you don't often get the opportunity to, where you, as the audience, are actively helping tell this story. I think that'll be fun for kids. It's not just a zone out in front of a TV screen or zone out in front of a phone or something. It's going and seeing something live and being an active part of it.
Thank you so much, Trevor, for sharing all that about the production. It's been awesome talking to you today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
That was Trevor Hill, the director of the upcoming production of Robin Hood, which is part of BYU-Idaho's Young Audiences series. Ticket prices are $3 and $6. For more information or to buy tickets, visit byui.edu/tickets. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Morgan White.